can find out more about me over at moneytrainers.co.uk. Hi, Richard here, Money Trainers. So, the Money Trainers podcast is back. Kind of flitting backwards and forwards on this website because I've never really delivered consistency with the podcast, and that's not because I've been lazy or not had enough things to share. The reality is I've just been focusing on getting the writing out, and I've dropped the odd audio, doing some loads of stuff over on TikTok on a regular basis. I've been doing loads of stuff in the back end, and more importantly, been doing loads of client work, which is the main thing. The workshops, particularly the Dying to Know, have been going from strength to strength. So this is the belly-to-belly stuff, which is quite important. But I've had a bit of a nag over recent weeks where customers have been saying to me, come on, you know, let's have a podcast, let's get some more information out there on audio so we can listen while we're driving in the car. And so I've decided that I'm going to have a bit of a longer crack at doing some podcast content over on this channel and on the moneytrainers.co.uk website. I'm not going to be focused too strong on the money stuff because there's plenty of information on the website and plenty of information around for you to be able to digest. But what I will be doing is giving some sort of tips and tricks and some insights into the money stuff on a regular basis. But I am going to be talking a lot about Dying to Know because that's quite important. This is the course and information and product stuff we've got, which caters for the last 10 years of life, effectively. All the plans we need to have in place, particularly because we are an aging population. But more importantly, we've got plenty of people in their 40s and 50s, which have aging parents, which do need to put plans in place in order to work with some of this stuff, which is what the Dying to Know program is about, to be fair. It's about helping us all through that with elderly parents and making sure the stuff that we've got in place, we should have in place. So there's going to be quite a lot of stuff about end-of-life planning and working towards that end-of-life planning. But I've also started to roll out my Reset course, which is been a long-going project, really. I've always done quite a lot of personal development stuff with my clients, talking about, you know, how we develop the right mental attitude and not necessarily in a sort of douchebag, pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of thing, but just in a general way in terms of understanding how we use our own minds to move ourselves forward, how we deal with setting of objectives, how we manage that internal dialogue, how it works for us. But I've started to formalise that now in the Reset course, which is available at moneytrainers.co.uk/reset, or you can at least subscribe there to put your name down on the list effectively for when that rolls out. And I'm probably about halfway through the completion of that now. But it's going to be an interesting course because it focuses on all the important stuff that we need to be doing and need to be understanding in order to, you know, make our brains and our bodies work for us. Our mind, effectively, to make our mind work for us, which for a lot of people it currently isn't. And it isn't about telling us the same stories that we've always told ourselves. This is about using our minds differently and our thinking differently. And so one of the things that I've always focused on is these sort of old school traditional solutions, you know, how we actually deal with stuff ourselves and how would our grandparents have dealt with stuff. Of course, our grandparents don't lead the lives that we lead, but there are some traditional principles that we can wrap up into our own financial and well-being planning that makes sense for you. So none of this is done for you. It's all done with you, exactly the same as the probate service, which I do more and more of, particularly as more estates are hitting the inheritance tax threshold. There's more and more work needed in the lead up to our eventual demise, because no one leaves here alive, do they? We all die. And so, and that's the practical reality and the whole ethos of the Money Trainers project, which is about helping us deal with what is the inevitable. We are born, we are going to have to live our lives and handle and manage careers and small businesses and large businesses. We are all going to become unwell and need to have plans in place for that. We all need to be investing via our pensions and planning for our future. And everything the Money Trainers Project is designed to do. As you know, my background is financial services, 30 odd years on providing one-to-one advice and managing teams up and down the country for some major institutions. This stuff is really important, and what I'm planning to do is to do some more podcasting, because that's apparently what you want, and I'm going to try and deliver that for you. So, welcome to this first issue of the new series of the podcast, and I shall be giving you some more insights in due course. Thanks for popping by, and don't forget to subscribe to the Reset course at moneytrainers.co.uk/reset. Find out more about me over at moneytrainers.co.uk.